Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the master wealth builder helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses, and born and raised in Riviera Beach, Florida. Today, my co-host and I, Dan Calloway, Steve White, are interviewing a long-term resident of the city of Riviera Beach, Mr. Henry Taylor, one of the very, very first set of elected officials from the city. So when you're talking about being I Am Riviera Beach, an individual such as Mr. Taylor, we're very excited to have him today. This program is brought to you as a remembrance in the fact that each of us, according to Ages of Diamonds, and Russell Cornwell in his book says that your diamond mine is in your hometown, your own hometown. And being residents and members of the city of Riviera Beach, we're bringing this show to you, and individuals who were born and raised or who have been, I don't want to say baptized, to be born and raised and from Riviera Beach, to uplift the spirit and the future and the minds and hearts of those of us who are from the city. So with that brief introduction, we want to welcome you, Mr. Taylor, to the show. How are you this afternoon, sir? And as he's coming on, we would like, Mr. Taylor, to have you share with us a little bit about your humble beginnings, and then we'll have Mr. Dan Calloway and Steve White have some questions for you. Good afternoon again, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I just want to start out by saying that I was born and reared in Riviera Beach. My parents were Dan Taylor and Eliza Taylor, Elizabeth Taylor, back in 1941. And I attended all of the Riviera Beach School, which was Washington Elementary School at that time, and Palmview. I went when I was in the sixth grade and graduated from Roosevelt High School. And I just happened to be the first native of Riviera Beach to serve on the city council. I'm not talking about black or white. I'm the first one to be reared in Riviera Beach, born in Riviera Beach, that served on that Riviera Beach City Council. And at that particular time when I was on the council in Riviera Beach, I encountered some of the decisions that were made by the city during the time before I got on the council and prejudice whatsoever. They first had in the department down at Park, and not Park, down at the garage and sanitation. They still had white and colored restroom, which I had to take, and being the one to have that taken out from there so that everybody could use the same restroom. And I found out that in the city, I haven't had an uncle named William Taylor that lived in the section down there where Stony Brook is. And I noticed that since I was off the council, the city has gone in and put up marquees on all of the subdivision in the city of Riviera Beach, except that particular subdivision. It's a subdivision that was dedicated with the city when it was formed in 1922. And my uncle, William Taylor. It's the William Taylor subdivision. And every other subdivision in this city has a marquee on it except that particular one. And I wonder why. And, you know, I think that that was kind of prejudice. But they did put one in that came in later on, which is called Parson Heights. That is recognized. Reverend Parson had come in later on. And he is recognized by Parson Heights. William Taylor is not recognized, but is recognized in some of the city records, but it has no marquee in front of it. And if there's anything else that you want to know, you know, as far as I'm concerned, in the city and throughout Palm Beach County, I happen to be the first building official or building inspector in the state of Florida as a African American. And I did happen to be the first in Masonic order, the first 33rd degree Mason in Palm Beach County. And if there's any other questions that someone needs to ask of me, I'd be willing to answer these questions.
Yes, okay. Thank you so very much. Yes, Mr. White does have a question. Mr. White?
Yes, so Mr. Taylor, Steve White. So I'm going to pose a question to you because I actually had to jump out of a meeting to come to this meeting, so I'm going to drop off and listen to your answer. But I want to jump ahead. I know that you haven't served on the city council for some years. I wanted to ask you, or just ask you to speak to, what would you say to young people? Because a lot of young people today don't see the benefit of being engaged in the community affairs. They don't really see how the city council, for instance, even right in Riviera Beach, has really benefited them, has had an impact on their life, particularly a positive impact. So I would like for you to just speak to what you would say to young people about why they should be engaged in government, why they should be engaged with their city council members, even why they should even consider maybe even running for city council or some other elected position, the benefits of them being engaged. So if you would speak
well,
to that.
I would think the benefit of them being engaged is that they could change some of the things that has happened in the city of Riviera Beach since I've been there. When I was on the city council, I also worked with the youth along with Mr. Callaway and the city of Riviera Beach. I was a coach in the little Pee Wee League that we had. And as of today, you know, today the city council is not, seems to me, is not be geared toward the recreation part of it, where we would have things for the youth. And we would like to have, I know I would, like to have a city council, a sitting city council that would think about the youth as far as recreation is concerned and have the type of activities that we had in the past. There's the little league of the football and basketball and all of that stuff that we had when Mr. Callaway was there and I was there. Just about nil, just about gone. And the young people need something to do to kind of help curb this crime that goes on black crime. If the youth had something to do, we wouldn't have all of this going on. And I have been trying to encourage some young men that I know. I haven't talked to any young women about it, but some young men to try to get interested in being on the city council and so that we can bring back some of this type of stuff that we had in the past so that we can have something for these young people to do and have activities for them to partake in and also try to help to take care of some of the elderly people in this community. The city council, as it stands now, does not seem to be geared toward the residents of the city. I can tell you about one incident, one section of it, is that back to the early part of the year, I was went before the city council. My church wanted to put up a sign that was
marquee.
a marquee sign, digital sign. And the city council voted it down. And the city code at that particular time said that churches, places of worship, schools, and one other entity was exempt. They could put up any kind of sign that would be in the community. The city council, as it stands now, took the places of worship out of the code. The only way that the man in the code division of the city wanted to do was to have the cities apply and spend about $2,000 to $3,000 to have some type of meeting so that the people in the area would vote or say that they want the churches in there. And the city council voted it down. They took the places of worship completely out of the code. They cannot do what other entities can do as far as putting up a digital sign. And I tried to explain to them a digital sign, even with the lighting on it, helped to deter crime. But they went against it. And one of the other situations with this present city council is that they have given all of their power to the city manager. This is just like a dictatorship as far as the city manager is concerned. And things that he wants to do for the city and the city council has given him the authority to do whatever he wants to do, and they just vote in whatever suggestions that he makes.
Okay, Henry.
Other items might be that the young people need to attend council meetings to go to see firsthand of what those items they may be affecting their community.
Well, can I say something right now, Henry, that you need to elaborate on? First of all, you got to remember you're talking to the public, and the listening audience got to know that the city of Riviera government is ran by the city manager. That's it. We voted on that years ago. Now, we can't hold the city manager in a situation. We should be getting the right people, at least three people on the council who will listen to the people. They must. You're right about that. They must listen to the people. But you can't blame the city manager when the city manager was not born and reared here. And when we bring people in from out of town, they're going to have their own thoughts. But now that's why you were saying years ago you were a peewee football coach for all those years. You got to know the parents. You got to know the ministers and everybody. And everybody was a family. And you were in a meeting 2 weeks ago where we are trying to get another school in Riviera, our own high school. They got a petition going on because when you had the schools, all the high schools in Riviera, the parents was out there every Friday night during the week and supporting the schools. We don't have that anymore. We only have Suncoast and Inlet Grove. One is a charter school and one is, you spoke out about that the other day. I was in a meeting about that. But the main thing about it is you were in a situation where it was a different time. And now the times have grown. We didn't grow with the time. That's what you're saying. I believe that because you talked to me about that. But you, it's one thing I wanted the listening audience to know something about, which I'm very proud of because they're like my nephews, your two sons, Jamal and Michael. Jamal is right now one of the top officials in college for football, and he's up to go into the NFL, the football league, National Football League, as a referee. He will be the second in Palm Beach County because Bradley Mitchell was doing that years ago when he was refereeing before he passed. And you have a granddaughter at West Point. Would you go back and let that know? The people need to know that Riviera has produced people. There's the field, one of the Fields boys went to, out of our church, went to West Point. Just talk a minute about that.
Okay. Well, not only my granddaughter, my grandson, Michael's son, graduated from West Point, and he is now a major, and he's still in active service.
Okay.
And one of the other things that you talked about the school, that is one thing that we had here back during that time. And just like you said, everything, we all were like one community. And we looked after each other.
Of course.
We had a council, city council, that thought about the young people and the elderly in this community, which is really not being done now. And
okay.
That's one thing we need to stress with the younger people in this community and try to get them thinking the way that they want to see their children, their grandchildren, and what kind of opportunities that they can have in the city of Riviera Beach. And it's just like the time when I was on the council, all of the basically 99% of the department heads in the city of Riviera Beach were people that lived in Riviera Beach or lived no further than 5 miles away from the city limit. Now, time, we are, the city council is going all over the country bringing people in. We are not giving our citizens of Riviera Beach an opportunity to perform as department heads in the city of Riviera Beach, or being city manager. That is thrown away from us. And we did that back in the time when I was on the council. We looked out for the people in Riviera Beach. We send them off to school, everything, but we won't bring them back to do what they need to do in the city of Riviera Beach or give them opportunities in this city.
Let me ask you, Henry, I need to ask you another question for you because you got expertise in this about the elected officials. You were on one of the five council members to bring the first black police chief in the South, not only in Florida but in the whole South, William Boone Darden. You sat on the council. You sat on the council in 76 when they appointed the first black city manager. Now, just talk about the impact of the Davis. Mr. Davis was the first black city manager before Bill Wilkins, and then about Boone Darden and why it was so important to do that and what to set the stage for the rest of the country right now.
Well, what happened in that respect is that when we brought, well, I sat on that city council with one vote and it got two other people to come on and get the vote with me to get Boone Darden in there. And the reason that it was actually done is that the police chief at that particular time, we had a conflict in the south end of Riviera Beach, and they were coming in and they were tear gassing the children and people in the community and everything. And it was time for that type of stuff to stop. And so I personally went out to Boone Garden and tried to talk to him and did get him to consent to becoming the chief. And also Ron Davis is becoming to be the first black city manager in the city of Riviera Beach. And these are people that live in West Palm Beach or Riviera Beach. So was the city clerk. So were the other department heads in the city. They either live in Riviera Beach or West Palm Beach. And they did a tremendous job. They did a tremendous job in the city. And the city changed. We got to be able to start developing more. I was sat on the city council when the city council was majority black, and we went to the federal government and got that city hall complex built over there that did not cost the citizens of Riviera Beach not one penny. That city hall complex and two fire stations were built, the one on St. Isle and the one that was on Blue Heron Boulevard. That was done with the help of four black council people on the city of Riviera Beach, plus the mayor, who was Bobby Brooks.
That and Malachi Knowles.
Malachi Knowles was working in Washington, D.C. at that particular time. These were all people from the city of Riviera Beach that was born and reared here in Riviera Beach or West Palm Beach. We got the first black city clerk that took over, that was handling all of the elections, that lived in Riviera Beach. That's why we're looking toward people that we can get on that city council now that will think about the residents of the city of Riviera Beach.
Well, another question that you should answer to leave for the public: why do we have to use people much older to be our leaders instead of taking some young people? Now, I'm going to give you an example. Clarence Anthony was in college when he won, and he was turning 21 years of age. Now, that's a small town, South Bay, but they did well under his supervision. Now, you were the youngest one. That was Bob Moultrie, Bobby Brooks, and James Jones, and a man 82 years of age, Mr. Williams, over there in Singer's Island, one man. Now, should we have a term limited? Should it be open like it is, the people staying there for 20 and 30 years, which I think we should always have a term limit?
I don't, I haven't really looked into that as a term limit. It could be good, and sometimes maybe it could be bad, because we could have somebody in there that's really doing a very good job, and they would have to leave, and we don't know who we could get. And also on the other side, that having no term limit, we can have somebody on there that's just not doing what needs to be done. And they are always repeatedly being reelected. You know, I don't know which would be best for us. But I think that some of the younger people, if we get people from that right here in this community that know how things have been, and how we would like to have, they would like to see things done for the betterment of the community. Think that we could go that route, and we can decide at that particular time whether we need to try to put in term limits or not.
Well,
and we can look very well look toward mentorship.
Beautiful.
I look at what's on the city council now, and not one. I'm gonna tell you right now, not one of the city council people that has served since I was on that council has ever come to me and asked me about the way that I think that things should be done in the city. And I was one of the primary council people on that city when we really got things done, like paving all of the streets in the city and things like that. This city council, as it stands now, has not gone to any of the, well, I would say older people or more mature people to try to find out what has happened in the past and what we think should go on in the future. And I have at many times gone to people on the city council and the city managers also and talked about trying to get them to have people like you, Ms. Calloway, and myself that know about the city of Riviera Beach to try to give them some information to carry on in the city. But none of them has decided that they want to hear from either one of us.
Well, I think I have an idea and sometime an answer for things like that. I'm 82 and be 83 in August. I don't mind the people not coming to people when they get my age because sometimes they say that you're outdated. But I do think that you got five districts that we should have different meetings, go to the area, the Cunningham Park, the Richard Brooks now area, which used to be Firehouse, Goodmark Park, over at the Wells, over on Singers Island. Have those community meetings away from the city hall, and like we used to have the picnics, the cookouts, and that's when the community talked to everybody, and you get an idea. See, when we had the law enforcement, we had the police chief, and we had a major on here 2 weeks ago, and they talked about we walking together, fighting the crime together, and everybody knows it's a community problem, not just one part of the community. We got to work together. I like to have the C, and we'll talk about that in our education thing, that we will put together a forum where we will go and talk to people and candidates want to get in there way before they get ready to file, and we vet them and then tell them about some of the things. We don't want to be a dictator to them, but we want them to know that we are working together. We got your back. They want our vote. You work hard to get votes, and you got work hard to get votes for other people. Now, why not come back and talk to you? Answer that question.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I think that it should try to go to some of the elderly people, just like you were saying. You'll be 83. I'll be 80 in March of next year. But I think that we can give them some type of guidance that they could use to go and do things within the city. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to dictate to them anything like that, but we certainly can guide them, give them guidance as to what things that we feel that should be done.
That's great. Well, see, you've been a deacon in Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church. You're the third oldest living member. Mary Lee Perry, number one, and I'm number two. Your daddy helped build the town. Now, do you think the council should get more involved with the ministers of the church or the parishioners more?
I think they should. What happens with the council is that you know and everybody else knows. When they're running for city council, they just at everybody's church. They're going into the churches to get the people to vote for them. And so when they're in office, they still should come back to at least talk with the pastors and see what things are being needed. Just like I talked to you in the beginning, when I started talking, talked about the people that denied the churches and the places of worship to be able to even erect the type of sign that everybody's using now. Everybody's going to these digital signs, and the council in Riviera Beach has taken the places of worship out of the code. They cannot put up a digital sign regardless. They cannot have any kind of hearing. The churches and places of worship in Riviera Beach cannot put up a digital sign regardless of what's going on. They're the only ones that have been taken out of it. And I think that that is discrimination against the churches. Even though that they go to these churches every time that they're running for re-election to try to get people to vote for them.
Well, Henry, you know, you went over there representing Mount Olive and other churches, and ministers asked you to do that. The council took the advice of one man. You didn't get that point out. One man who doesn't go to church. He doesn't believe in churches. He said the light sign from off that digital sign would be a deterrent. No, we said it would be a deterrent for crime in that area. He said it will cause more crime. And then everybody knows better than that. So I think that it's not so much blaming the council. You only blame them because they allowed one of the employees to come back and doesn't live in Riviera and doesn't live in the county put in there to make that decision. And I don't want to make it white or black, but this white guy have never been across that track to any of those churches. See, you were talking to me about it because we sent you over there from Mount Olive to speak up for us, and we got thrown down. That's why they put that $3,000 you have to put up at the very beginning, because they know that most of the churches wouldn't be able to put the money up. Am I right or wrong about that?
Yeah, you're completely correct.
Well, that's what I wanted you to talk about just briefly. And then if it's the council who has the last word, what are we going to do? Does that mean we're going to get a group to make sure we get the right candidates in it who will listen to the public and get it done? Because we got to stop fumbling around here at this late state. Well, once upon a time, we had control of our town, and we need to get back in control.
You are correct, and I think that if we get the right people on that city council, we can get control back of this city. This city is really out of control right now.
Well, our time is coming to an end. Back to you, Steva. You want to ask the last question? And our fields leader, Ann McNeil?
Yeah, this is Ann McNeil. We did run out of time for my questions because we're already past time. And Steve has already asked his question. But I just want to thank you, Mr. Taylor. I learned a lot. And I want to also thank all of our listeners. This episode is evergreen. It will be out in cyberspace forever. And we're sharing it with the world. Hashtag We Are Riviera Beach. We would like for you to listen to our previous episodes, continue to listen to us, and share and like and comment. We're on all of the social media outlets. But we also want to just encourage all of you who are from the city of Riviera Beach to just be very mindful that wherever you are in the world, you were born and raised, but only in one place. And that one place will always be home. And so we want to encourage you to participate with us with this show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can reach out to me, Ann McNeil, at 786-546-0184. My cell number again is 786-546-0184. Or you can reach out to Dan Calloway at 561-848-4991. That's Dan Calloway at 561-848-4991. and we would gladly have you on the show. Each month we're focusing on a particular industry, a particular sector of individuals who are from the city. That includes individuals who are politicians, current and past. That includes individuals who are in the educational system. That includes individuals who are business people. That includes individuals who are just regular individuals from the city who are doing something to uplift the city. That also includes ministers and many of the other areas, policemen. And so professional individuals who graduated, athletes who grew up in the city. And so this is our city, no matter where we are in the world. And we just want to make this vehicle, this platform, this podcast available to any and everybody to voice your thoughts and opinions. We're not sanctioning anybody. We're not muzzling anybody. Everybody has a right to share what their thoughts are, because this is how we help grow the city in making our voice heard for those who are yet unborn. That's the purpose of this show. Many individuals who will hear this show after many of us were on the show are no longer here. That includes myself. For whatever reason, when God decides to take us, we want to have something that we leave behind that is able to be archived as we document the history of our great city. And so, Mr. Taylor, we want to thank you for joining us. And Dan Calloway, want to thank you always for your leadership and also for your commitment to give and to serve. And so with those thoughts and comments in mind, I'd like to ask you, Mr. Calloway, if you have any closing remarks, and then we'll ask Mr. Taylor, and then we'll wrap up the show. Thank you.
Well, my only closing remark is that we'll be feeding 2,000 kids on the 19th for their Christmas. And, of course, everybody knows that we have a GoFund, and we have also a place you can drop off checks to help out with our educational program and our Christmas. God bless all of you all. Have a nice holiday.
Okay, thank you. And the GoFundMe name is the name that they should check out for the GoFundMe?
That was the gate calls.
Okay, John Smith, I'm going to ask you to come on and give us the name of the GoFundMe. John Smith, you're on the radio. GoFundMe, Mr. Smith, for Dan Calloway. The name of the GoFundMe. The name on the GoFundMe.
No, you got it. He put it together.
Okay.
I can't remember. It's under the Youth Recreation Association.
Okay. All right. So
John,
put it
together.
Yes. Thank you, John. So if you go to GoFundMe and just look up Youth Recreation Association for Riviera Beach. All right. Thank you, Mr. Calloway, and thank you, John Smith. Mr. Taylor, if you'd like to make closing remarks, please.
I would like to say I want to thank you for having me on your show today. And if you ever want me to come back, I'll be willing to come back. I have no problem with that. And if any of your listeners need any type of guidance and wants to talk to me, they can talk to me about it. My phone number is 561-385-3474. If they want to have me come in and talk about anything in the city of Riviera Beach, I would be happy to. And again, I want to thank you for having me on your show today.
Mr. Taylor, let me say this before you leave. You have already made this show an honor for us, because when you mentioned that no one has asked for your opinion, I think that the respect that we can give anyone who has served any capacity in the spirit of service and giving, we all have a voice, and all we want is to have our voice heard. So I am so thankful and grateful that we have given you an opportunity to have your voice heard. And we would also love to have, you mentioned early in the show, I think it was your son or grandson that's in the armed service.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. So we'll reach out to you. Okay. All right. So we'll reach out to you and make arrangements to have each one of them on the show separately so they can share with us their story. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Very honored. Very honored to have you. Thank you so much. And we want to just say to all of our listeners, thank you for listening in. And everybody have a good evening. And we will see you every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time right here on #IAmRivieraBeach. Thank you. Everybody have a good day. Thanks. Bye-bye.